Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, everyone. George here. Since we recorded this episode with Cola Scola, there have been some very exciting updates for Cole's show, Oh Mary, and we wanted to mention them here. Oh Mary will play off-Broadway at the Lucille Lortel Theater through May 12th, and then beginning June 26th, Oh Mary will play on Broadway at the Lyceum Theater for 12 weeks only. For more information on tickets, you can go to omaryplay.com. And I just want to say on behalf of me and Sam, we are so, so happy for our brilliant friend Cole, and no one deserves this more than them. And while I have you here, I, George Severis, will be doing my hour of stand-up at Littlefield in Brooklyn on May 22nd, and you can find tickets for that at littlefieldnyc.com or at the link in my Instagram bio. All right, enjoy the show.
Podcast starts now.
I already have a thought, which is I'm going to bring back Zip It.
You're bringing back Zip It?
Yeah. You brought back Methinks, which I think, first of all, worked.
One, it swept the world by storm.
People might think we're joking if they were not up to date with our Instagram stories, let's say. But literally a week after you said we're bringing back Methinks, none other than Taylor Swift posted Methinks.
Methinks, the Methinks movement was a huge success.
I do think the Methinks movement, well, you know, now with the benefit of hindsight, did it go too far? Maybe.
It did get too big, where it started as sort of a, you know, alt community, and then it became so mainstream so fast that even I found myself being like, no, I don't even like Methinks.
You know, the Methinks movement started as people telling their stories, and they were necessary. But at some point, you start thinking, do they just want attention?
Yeah. So you're going to do that with Zip It.
I'm going to do that with Zip It. By the way, I don't actually believe what I just said. That was a sort of harmless bit.
We play characters on this podcast.
Yeah, we play characters on this podcast. I'm a huge feminist and everyone knows that. I do think I'm going to... I think Zip It is such a fun way to say shut up.
I mean, it's so 90s.
Yeah.
And even like the bit, like the like mm-hmm. Zip It, like
yes.
playing
well,
with it.
To
like,
have a word that starts with a Z is so rare.
So rare.
So rarely am I saying
getting rarer.
Zoological.
Yes.
Zelda.
I've said that a fair amount in my day.
Okay, well, I'm not a gamer like you. You know, I had a friend who launched a bottled cocktail company called Zuzu. I said that is the best name for a brand. This is not a joke. Actually, a very good friend of mine. And I was like, that is such a genius name because everyone wants to say more Z's.
Everyone's craving more Z's in their life.
So I think Zip It could be big.
I think Zip It could be huge. And I told you this last night.
Yeah.
But I'm actually loving the semi-irony of exclaiming, make it make sense.
Oh, you love make it make sense.
I think make it make sense is so funny. It's like just vintage enough where it's like, some people still say it for real. Mm-hmm.
And it's rooted in truth. Sometimes you are like, make it make sense.
Why does
Show
it make
me
sense?
The work.
But it's such a stupid internet phrase that is like, saying it out in the wild as if it's normal is very like blurg core.
So true.
Do you think, does everyone understand blurg as shorthand?
Wait,
Hold on. You mean blurg as a metonym is not the right word. Blurg as a
categorization
of a specific internet language.
And like type of humor.
And type of humor that's very sort of like on the spectrum of love these beautiful humans.
Yeah.
Love these beautiful humans is one end. And the other end is the interwebs.
Yes. Exactly.
And blurg is in the middle.
Blurg is center.
To be clear, the entire spectrum is morally bankrupt.
Of course. But it's important to recognize that there are differences within the culture.
I swear to God, someone needs to write an essay about how I've been saying this for years. It's my term that I coined, half humor, which is
right.
When something gestures at being funny but is not actually funny.
Is blurgcore different than half humor?
No, I would say blurg, interwebs, and these beautiful humans are all part of like the initial wave of half humor. And I think currently half humor is like Joe Biden posting dark Brandon memes. We do have to bring in our guests, but I wanna torture them even further by talking about something that I know they want to comment on while they're not allowed
this.
To speak.
Chastity play.
We were talking about how and again, they will say this themselves, but they were saying that they liked being part of a friend group of three. And my response was, that is the worst number for a friend group because inevitably someone gets left out. There are two best friends and one sort of like flop third.
I completely disagree.
Wow.
I think a three group of friends is like, there's checks and balances there. You know?
Well, from a social justice perspective, undoubtedly it's the right choice. But I'm saying like in practice, listen, it's like how, of course, communism would work theoretically. but honey, show me where it works in practice.
I also like that, you know, it sort of has an engine churning to it, a three, like the when someone's out, then they're like, okay, well then I'll do something to get back in, and then they're like, okay, well now we need to catch up to this, and there's just sort of progress.
But
they push each other.
You're thinking as an improv comedian, and I think for you and potentially for me, like for us, a three-way friend group would work because we all have a sense of play within us. I think the average person wants to be on top and the average person wants to win. And when the average person is in a group of three, they are looking, our guest is vigorously shaking their head.
Yeah.
It is also, not to state the obvious, very meta, so to speak, that we are currently banning the third person in this friend group of three from speaking.
We know who's on the bottom right now.
While talking about the benefits / drawbacks of groups of three.
Well, and this came up, I will say, because, you know, we were talking and saying, you know, we are potentially going to do an episode with just the two of us.
Yes.
And we were like, neither of us seemed like jumping at that, and I felt like it was sort of like we were a couple that needed a third at all times in order to be engaged with each other.
It is a crutch, I guess.
But it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. We don't even bring in our guest.
Ever. Celebrate it.
And just sort of do an episode just the two of us now. Why wait until the next session?
Why wait? I mean, their time is flexible.
Yeah.
They are free.
They're not promoting anything. They're not promoting anything. This is a favor to them, honestly.
Yeah. What else?
I don't even like them that much.
No. What else would we like to say that they would love to jump in on?
You know, what's the deal with Abraham Lincoln?
Say that.
It's always been a big question mark for me.
I pretty much get it.
Was he married?
Okay, let's do it. Our guest has steam coming out of their damn ears at this point. Please welcome Cola Scola.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, half humor is the lifeblood of work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Half humor is very much like icebreakers, corporate retreat.
Platitude. Yeah,
platitudes,
yeah.
Aphorisms. Badass culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's You Are a Badass, like the book You Are a Badass. Have you seen that in an airport?
No.
There's a book called, I'm pretty sure it's called You Are a Badass, and it's like a self-help book with like a punchy humor quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And okay, so that was
posters,
one thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is in groups of three, the pressure is off to be... The pressure's off.
I see.
Because it's just two people and like it's silent. It's like I like being like, you know what? They've got this.
Mm-hmm. I love that actually.
And
Do you feel that way in sex as well?
Do I feel that way in sex? No. It's a, threesomes feel confusing, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Because maybe it's
just
more
you don't
want to
lay back. Yeah, well there's more at
sometimes
stake.
Sometimes you
do
want to
lay back. But there's more, there's more at stake. If you're a little silent in a three-way conversation for a bit and you're taking a sip of water, you're not thinking, wait, do they hate me? You're just thinking I'm taking a break.
Sometimes I'm not thinking they hate me, but sometimes I am thinking, like, they're boring.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm thinking, like, this conversation's not that good.
Because I'm not, during I'm not participating.
Oh, okay.
During a conversation.
During a conversation or during a three-way?
During a conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and that's fine, because they've got it. You're like, okay, they're having their boring conversation.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I don't have to engage.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do a performative yawn. I'll just be like...
And that's a key role that a friend can play.
But I think more people want to be cucks than they admit. Cucks.
Yeah.
Cucks. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, wait. I missed the start of this.
No, you didn't.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, so do you think there are more people than are willing to admit it that want to be cucked?
Yes. Yeah. I think... fear of being like cheated on is actually a desire to be cheated on, you know?
Of course.
And the last topic that I brought when I was on the show
cheating.
Was cheating.
Yeah.
Which is very straight.
I do think you're so right. Well, of course, every fear
Thank you.
That every fear
Thank you.
He's in silence.
Excuse me. I'm speaking. Mm-hmm. Of course, every big fear we have, including like nuclear war, is a desire for that.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing. I hate when people are like, we're living in the end times. Talking about Blur humor.
Oh my God, living in the end times is so... Okay, Amy and I...
But people, it's like clearly you're just like a narcissist. Like you kind of want it to end. So
yeah.
You'd be like, I was there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I actually was there when it ended.
Yeah.
So my story matters.
Well, that's also... Everyone thinks they're living in the worst possible time. And it's not because they have this like incredible capacity for empathy or critique. It's because they have literally main character syndrome and think they are living in the most
important... What is it called? Drive for death?
Yes, death drive.
Death drive, yeah.
Yes.
Huh.
Hmm.
Okay, write that down.
Yeah. Write that. That's really smart.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding, you brought up half humor in the workplace specifically.
Yeah.
Would you rather there be half humor or no humor? Because one thing
this is interesting.
One thing that's tough about a workplace is I get the utility of half humor.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you want to be able to like,
it's sort of like
we're friendly.
How like Europeans are like either complain or are happy about how fake nice Americans are.
Yeah.
Like say everyone asking how's your day, but they don't really care, you know?
My grandmother used to do... This is going to be a visual thing, so...
Okay,
you know,
close your eyes, everybody.
Check it out on YouTube.
Pull over. If you're driving, pull over.
Full episodes, I repeat, full episodes available on our YouTube channel. My grandmother used to do this... This is her impression of an American. Mm-hmm. And she used to do this when we were kids. She would go, uh-huh. She would do like... Wait, I'm going to do it again. She'd be like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
She would like do a smile and then immediately retract the smile because it's so fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressions and, queen.
Yeah, she was an impressions queen. She is actually still alive.
So is it but
she's
is
lost
it,
her talent.
Yeah. She's no longer doing
would you
hits.
Rather have not that? The absence?
Well, this is you know, some would argue
Yes.
That you know, that's sort of a New York versus LA question.
Mm. Oh my god. Would those people's name be Sam Taggart?
Mm.
Look, I wish it were true.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like that is like would you rather people be like overly polite but you don't know what they're thinking, or would overly curt and but
yes,
like
yes.
honest.
But yeah.
And
ahead.
I prefer curt but honest.
I agree. And
you
I
do?
Also think
okay.
like when
you
I
think you do.
The Sandra Hüller.
But you have
like,
no idea.
Ow, that was so curt and honest. I feel like the Sandra Hüller interview cycle where she's being like cold and they're like, do you love Mezzi the dog? And she's like, he's just a dog. Mm-hmm. Like and I'm
yeah.
I love that actually.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite part of the Sandra Hüller world is how people keep trying to make jokes about the fact that she plays a literal Nazi in Zone of Interest and she refuses to laugh along. She's just like, that is not funny.
Okay.
Well, Good would you her rather her laugh?
It's true. It's not funny, by the way.
She's like, wait, that's LOL.
Yeah, she's literally like, oh my God. Like, I'm just now realizing.
It's crazy.
Wait, random that I.
God, no.
Talk about blurg. I guess I'm a Nazi now. So that's normal.
Make it make sense.
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 So here's my thing with half humor in the workplace is it is keeping people just well-behaved enough that they don't, like,
it's
start
very,
the revolution.
I'm so sorry. Capitalist.
Yes.
It's like...
It's, in fact, neoliberal.
Yeah.
Because that is literally what, like, the difference is between...
It's soothing.
Exactly. Yeah. Between cubicle culture and bouncy balls. What? Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
What?
What?
Huh? Well, so funny.
Well... What? I'm not trying to make fun of you, but you said
it
weird.
Cubicle, weird.
Cubicle?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said like cubicle.
Cubicle.
Like
it's
like,
very cubicle. It's a cube.
It's more like cube.
Sandra, you work in a cubicle. Oh, yes. That's not fine.
Cubicle.
Cubicle.
Yeah, it's. I would recently, prefer fake.
Yeah.
Fake humor. Half humor.
Recently, I said to someone, I was talking about like going to high school in Greece, and I was like, yeah, but you know, I lived here in my early childhood. That's why I don't have an accent. And they go, I think you have a slight accent. I was like, whoa. First of all, that's for me to decide,
yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
But I guess I said the word cubicle.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah,
that was the giveaway.
Such a deep Greek accent.
We're all like, ask George, tell George to say cubicle.
Wait, before I got distracted,
yes,
you were saying
yes,
something.
Yes. What
were you?
Who cares?
Just about... Half humor in the workplace.
Half humor in the workplace. Now I'm worried that I'm not... I have to be the one to write this essay. And now that I've said it publicly, someone else is going to write it. Gia Tolentino is going to step in and write the essay about half humor.
Well, you know what? It'll be a good essay.
Yeah.
Hello. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Like I can do it.
Well, but do you have... But you could
you
do
could,
it if you put your
you
mind
would,
to it.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gia puts pen to paper. Well, that's
that
just true.
Sense.
That's
yeah,
not a read
that.
On anyone else.
Okay, well, I'm committing that in the next calendar year, I will publish my essay on half humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it's in Barry Weiss's Substack.
Uh-oh.
It's going to get published.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to go right wing so I can publish my essay.
I'm like, no one else will publish you?
I don't know. So, Cole.
Okay. Let's get serious, please.
Cut the shit.
Let's cut the shit.
So you have a show at Union Hall or something?
Yes. It's called Just Us Gals. And it's sort of like, it's all like your funny friends. Like, it's just like listening to your funny friends.
Totally.
Yeah.
And this is a spinoff of your previous show, LGBT LOL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that show.
Thank you.
That was
Thanks.
A huge hit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different time. It was a different time.
I feel bad about like a lot of the stuff that we said, but
yeah.
Like, well, at
and
the
you
time,
can't
it was...
publicly talk about a lot of it because of the lawsuit.
No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Which is blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, monetarily a curse, but like public relations wise a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have a show at Union Hall.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So
to be the one to tell you.
We are like we're playing this weird game where we're like not saying your show and also
that's fine.
It's funny because we of course to us it's obvious what the show is, but I realize that part of the point of us talking is to promote the show.
Well,
not that it needs it.
Not that it needs it. Well, that's
Thank
the thing.
You.
It is sold out.
It is sold out, but we just added one more week.
Oh, well, so, this is going to make all the difference because I heard that one, that extra week actually is not selling.
Yeah, that one, the last week.
The last
yeah.
week
it
is actually.
It sold up until that last week.
You thought you were like, you got really cocky and you were like, wow, it's sold out.
That's
like, I got an extra week.
Yeah.
But it
What's
turns
one
out
week?
Everyone that wanted tickets
got them.
They got them.
They're good. Yeah.
But the show is called Oh Mary, if we're going to be honest for a second.
If we can be honest, if we can cut the bullshit.
Cut the bullshit and be curt and honest like New Yorkers rather than...
Than Los Angeles.
Than Los Angeles, sort of like talking yap without
Thank
saying anything.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we've both seen it, obviously.
Of course.
Here's the thing. Here's my thing with a show with this show is like every superlative about it has been said and I agree with all of them. And I'm like, what original thing can I say that will add to it?
Yeah.
And also, I know Cole can see through fake praise. It's like... So I'm like, there's another layer where I'm like, okay, Cole has
I think
it
the
all.
Best thing you could say is enough has been said about it.
Oh, that's really smart.
And it's fun. And
enough's been said about it.
It's good.
No.
But let's not.
No, but it is
actually. Let's not push it.
It is one of those rare things that is, in fact, as good as everyone says it is. And then you're like, well, it sort of sucks that we used up all the superlatives to talk about, like,
soup.
Salt burn.
Yeah. Soup and salt burn.
Soup and salt burn.
Yeah.
No, it's an incredible show. Absolutely groundbreaking.
Yeah, it really is.
It just is. You're one of the greatest we've got, and you know it.
And you know it.
And this is such a perfect encapsulation of all of your humor and taste and performance.
And, you know, I say this as someone who goes to a lot of theatrical.
And I go to very little.
I'm always Instagramming those.
I get both.
High and low.
Yeah, high, low.
And I'll tell you something. A lot of it is not good.
Theater.
That's why I never go.
Theater in New York City.
There's a lot of gorgeous theater.
A lot of it is also good.
Yeah.
But would you not agree that a lot of it is not good?
I'm trying to
get awards right now.
Okay. So please.
Campaigning.
You know, I can't burn any bridges right
Here's
now.
Here's a question for you. So in this play, Oh Mary, you play Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yes.
If, let's say, suddenly you're cast in a Marvel movie as Batgirl.
Yes.
You have to leave the show.
Yeah.
Who would you cast to play Mary
Todd? I am already like 1,000 steps ahead. Like, I can't wait for other people to play this
Really?
Part. Yes. I would prefer not.
You don't want to say it, yeah.
To be, no, I would prefer not to be
in
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
shocking to me.
No, it's exhausting.
Well,
I mean, it's fun. It's the most fun I've ever had.
It sounds
had.
Like hell, to be honest.
I mean, yeah. Eight shows a week.
That is
crazy.
That's what theater people do. You know, that's what we do. That's what we do.
I mean, I have one podcast in a day and I say, ugh.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
I would love, I've fantasized about Tytus Burgess playing
Mary Todd Lincoln. That's really good.
Donna Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, she'd be amazing.
The two of them together, sort of like every other word.
Oh.
You know?
arms linked.
Like looking at each other, sort of like.
I mean, Donna Murphy would be incredible.
Yeah. I would love, when I was in auditions for The Understudy, I was like, oh, this is a good role. For someone.
Oh, it absolutely is.
That is so shocking to me.
Really?
Just because it was like, it's so you and it's so like, it's hard for me to imagine.
So you don't trust my writing? What are you trying to say here?
Honey, that the structure doesn't hold? No. It's hard to imagine. I'm sure it would be possible, but.
Yeah.
But I think this is something people have been surprised, or not surprised by, but you know, you hear Cola Scola doing a, let's say, I initially thought it was like a solo show, like a one-person show.
That's what I was hoping. Like, now I'm sort of, I'm sad that the moment's over where everyone was like, oh, this is going to be Cole throwing on a wig on a stage alone.
Yes.
And then the surprise of it being a capital
play. Oh, so that was planned, the surprise of it. Like, you...
Well, yeah, sort of. Yeah. I mean, I knew that's what people's expectations might be.
But I do think that is... Yeah, I mean, that is the big surprise where you're like, oh, this is like full-on a play.
Yeah.
With a cast.
With a gorgeous, incredible
of actors.
Cast. Yes. I wish I could tell you any of their names right now.
Sweet people.
Sweet people. They smile at me every day. I just love them all.
They respect all my boundaries. Don't make eye contact. Don't ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's really nice.
Wait, have any of them been like James Scully or Conrad?
James?
Or
no, we haven't had
Tony
them.
Tony Mott. Bianca Lee? None of them? Nobody?
So funny.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, she's great.
I saw her when I was 18, my first year in New York, my first Christmas alone in New York. I saw Transamerica, and that movie with Felicity Huffman.
She's in Transamerica?
Yeah, do you remember? She goes, I don't even remember what it was, like a sex toy party or a Tupperware party.
Okay.
She's like the hostess of that party. And then I saw her in Taylor Mack's 5-hour The Lily's Revenge
at your
Arts Center. I was like, she played a cuckoo clock, and I was like, who is she? Diva.
Dibs.
Mine.
Wow.
Sorry to ask the most basic question.
I have only basic
questions. Like, please.
Why Mary Todd?
I just really feel like women, like...
I don't know. I really don't remember because I had the idea in 2009.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
And it was basically like... an idea that was born out of just the humor of it, not you being like a history buff.
No. I just thought like the idea of me playing a historical figure like that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then all those years later, we finally got to the Lortel.
Are you like super regimented right now? Like if you have to perform 8 times a week, are you like...
I really don't do anything besides like, I mean like sleep and then go to the theater. Stretch. I try to eat at 4:30.
See, this is
one meal a day. After the show.
One meal a day.
I try to eat two.
Only rice.
Yeah. But if I'm not up early enough, I only get the one meal. It's a difficult life.
Here's a question.
Boys, I don't recommend it.
Do you feel, are the endorphins such that after the show, you want to go out?
Oh, I know. No.
Never.
I want to go right home.
Really?
Yeah. Right to bed. Hot, creamy meal, right to bed.
Hot, creamy meal.
No.
Yeah.
All dairy meal, right to bed.
But I do need a life outside of it, because otherwise the play can't be my only reason for existing. So now I'm trying to find things to do. If you have any suggestions at home, comment below on this video and like it and subscribe and just send us email.
And vote.
Please vote.
Please. Vote for
votes.
Even in your local city elections.
They matter, y'all.
Should we do our first segment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I think we have
to.
Yeah.
If anything...
Yes. No, please.
If anything, to get it out of the way so that we can keep talking freeform.
Yeah. Of course.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are both dealing with such different issues in our day-to-day lives. You have a full-time job in Los Angeles. You've had to uproot your home. You have to figure out work-life balance. Meanwhile, I am a freelancer in New York City. How do I fit it all in one day? How do I create my own schedule? What am I, some boss lady in a film?
You know, it's so hard. You have to be boss and employee. But you know what? We can't keep these things bottled up. You know, we need to let them out.
That's right. People all carry around different stressors, both big and small. And when you bottle them up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I'll tell you something. Therapy in the past for me has been just a place where once a week I can tell someone what I'm thinking of in a safe and enclosed space where no one can enter and ask me to send an email, because it is my time and it is my time for therapy. And everyone deserves that in all across this great nation.
Yeah. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and hey, suited for your schedule.
So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Stradio today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Stradio. Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Okay, Cole, our first segment is called Straight Shooters.
Yeah.
And in this segment, we're going to ask you a series of rapid-fire questions. It's basically this thing or this other thing to gauge your familiarity with and complicity in straight culture. The only rule is you can't ask any follow-up questions or we'll scream at you.
Okay. That reminds me of a story I've heard about Shirley MacLaine. Later.
Okay.
So,
Cole. I love these beautiful humans, or I hate that ugly-ass tunic.
I love these beautiful humans.
Cole, curling up with a good book or curling up with Succession's own Sarah Snook?
curling up with a good book. Mm-hmm.
Tap water is fine or fap every day at 9?
Fap every day at 9.
After your all-dairy meal.
Yeah.
Okay. A body shaped like an hourglass or a potty molded perfect to your ass?
Ooh.
A body shaped like an hourglass.
Oh. Mm. Respectable. Giving it up for your next comic or living it up before we all get hit by a comet?
Giving it up for your next comic.
Yeah.
You have to give it up.
Okay, white gold or black mold?
White gold.
I demand an appeal or I don't understand her whole deal.
I demand an appeal.
Oh.
Being on the list or lancing off assist?
Lancing off assist.
Yeah.
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 I have an idea.
What?
This is crazy. I'm like, you know, usually we rate our guest performance on a scale of 0 to 1,000 doves. Here's what I've been feeling recently.
What have you been feeling?
Maybe that scale is over. Maybe we need to figure out like a new way to rank. I've been feeling...
You tell me now?
I think, don't you feel like we've been sort of like, okay, we've done every version of that answer.
I guess I like...
You think,
see, this is what's great about, by the way, threes.
Yeah. Now you can sort of check out.
I'm engaged.
Yes.
But I don't have to worry about having an answer.
Right.
Anyway, keep...
Okay, so like you just like directed us. Now I feel we can have a natural.
Keep going.
Yeah.
No, I'm watching and listening and just talk naturally.
You know, I did the number one thing you shouldn't do, which is critique but not come up with an alternative. This is actually one of my biggest problems in life. I am not solutions-based.
Are you a younger sibling?
I'm an older sibling.
That's interesting.
Right. Of course, just like most things about me.
I feel like that's a younger sibling thing.
You think so?
Yes.
I feel like at some point in my life, I was like criticizing. Criticism is a sign of intelligence. And the more you criticize, the more intelligent you are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you go into, and I think it's a very childish
approach. Where in your body is that? Sorry, this is something my therapist asks all the time. And where in the body,
she's crazy.
Where in your body do you feel that?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's coming out of my head.
Right.
What do you mean? I always say my stomach. I'm always like, my stomach.
Well, it's all those creamy meals.
It's the creamy meals post show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I cut you. You were talking about renovating the scale.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Ooh, well, and solutions based.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Book alert. Renovating the scale. My life
on weight loss journey.
My weight loss journey on the stage. Chapter one, creamy meals.
Creamy meals, question mark? Yeah.
Well, I just want to, for the scale,
I do
like that it is something that is truly from 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
And is like, that we have stuck with for seemingly no reason.
In that sense, it gets funnier as it goes.
And I think it's funny to think about literally being like 4 years from now and still doing that. And people are like, what is that even from?
We don't care. Yeah,
you've won me over. You've already won me over.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Could George get cast?
In...
Well, it's not a musical. Sam.
Well, we still need to know you have range.
I guess it is a musical. No spoilers.
But. Wait, that was a spoiler.
That was a huge spoiler.
Sorry.
How do you feel?
You can't just say no spoilers after you spoil.
That's not how it works.
Do you think of yourself as solutions oriented?
Yeah.
I actually liked that.
Yeah,
thought.
Me too.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like that thought too.
No. Complainer?
I'm a complainer.
But you are a creator. And I don't mean that in the sense of being an LGBTQ creator, making their voice heard. I mean that in the sense that you're not someone who's like, oh, they don't want me here, I'm going to cry about it. You're like, they don't want me here, I'm going to go here.
I'm going to make a better thing. Yeah. I guess I am kind of like solutions based. Yeah. No, I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, okay, so it's sort of like fight, flight, or freeze, right?
Yeah.
Like, I had never heard of the third option.
Oh, you love
three. Oh, you've never heard of freeze?
I've heard fight or flight a million times.
Oh, bitch, freeze. You need to get back in therapy. fight, flight, or freeze.
I love this.
I might be freeze.
I'm absolutely freeze.
Yeah.
I'm freeze.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
Two freeze identified gay cancers running a small business together.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck making profits.
I think
on
a lot of people are freeze.
I think freeze, it just, to me, it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I'm not going to run away, but right. I'm also not going to start a fight.
You don't know what to do. Coward. You're like, yeah. I can't fight back.
I'm putting my body on the line by doing nothing.
Yes. Yeah.
I will say, you know, if there's multiple freezes in a room, I think it's sort of, you know, it's like you might both be bottoms, but eventually when you're penetrating, someone's going to be topping. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Well, not if you're aside.
But if you aren't. But I feel like if we're both freezes, there have been many times in our relationship where you have been the one that is ready to fight.
That's true.
In a good way.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And I've gotten to keep my freeze privilege.
Wait, but this was related to...
Being solutions oriented? So,
yeah. Where, there's complain, there's offer a solution, and then there's leave.
Right.
I'm more apt to leave.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm more apt to leave as well.
Yeah.
Complain, offer a solution, or leave. I'm complain. I'm sorry. There's just no
So if you're like, you're waiting for a table for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving everyone dirty looks. I'm sighing dramatically.
Yeah.
Looking at my phone, sort of going over to people's table, knocking over all their food, calling them really offensive slurs.
Yes. Yeah. And then, and you...
I'm sort of like, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'm like, it's like...
Like, it's fine, let's wait.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
And I
Well,
also,
you're generally less like willing to wait for... You prioritize comfort, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you prioritize comfort over, like, waiting for the exclusive thing. Would you say that's
true? Yeah, I think that is true.
Whereas I'm like, let's say I really want to go
to this. It's humiliating to wait.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so sad.
But you know what the reward is? Then getting the table and watching other people wait and feeling superior to them.
You bring up a very good point.
And that's coming from my stomach.
That's from your stomach.
I feel like the nice things are, like, rarely worth it. Like the pain of discomfort of waiting and like
waiting
and being pushed around and
what was the last thing you waited for that you were glad?
That I was glad. God, I have no idea, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I've had to wait in a line for anything.
What's the last thing you waited for that was worth it?
This is the most riveting segment.
Let's really.
No one
think
has
about
a
this.
Thing they waited for.
Yeah, I guess I just usually get things for free.
Yeah.
Olive oil gelato.
Is that true?
I did wait for it. I was happy.
Yeah.
I waited.
Did
You really have to humble yourself to wait for something.
Yeah.
You know.
I also see, you know, in Los Angeles, California.
Oh my God! I'll be right back.
I feel that I see a lot of people waiting in line for random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of have like cronut culture all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sort of all they have.
Yeah, and so when I see some people waiting in line, I'm like, okay, well, that's what I don't want. Like, I'll never go to that place.
Mm.
It like almost looks more unappealing because it's like. Probably just some gimmick or was like written on some blog or something.
Sure.
Oh, like, you're not going to trick me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm actually a free thinker.
Yeah.
That's, no, you're right. Well, there's two kinds of waiting. And one is like...
There's only two.
Yes.
Male or female.
Exactly.
So what's male waiting?
Male waiting... Oh, God. So I think one is what you're describing, cronut culture, of like waiting for the latest trend. You're
Sounds
so pathetic.
Pretty masculine.
You're,
but
it's also like blogger, blonde blogger.
Sure.
You know,
Big hat,
blonde blogger. Waiting for the next trend. You are so trend chasing. You have no personality. Your entire life is chasing things that other people are doing. That's one. Second kind of waiting is the if you know, you know kind of waiting, where you're in the know and you're part of this like exclusive. You've read the paywalled blog that's telling you the new thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're both the same thing though.
You think so? And just one of them.
One of them you think you're better than.
Right.
Mm.
That's not a bad point.
You know,
so
I'll tell you which one I prefer to be in.
Of course,
but it's the same thing.
Yeah,
we all just want to be at the front of the line.
Right.
We all want to cut in line, don't we? We'll be right back.
And we're back.
And we're back. That was such a convincing, we'll be right back. That was actually terrifying because it felt so real.
Yeah.
I actually was like, we need to throw to commercial.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I could feel, we don't even have headphones on. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
How are you really?
Hot creamy meals when we return. Yeah.
We
so
go
you
out
were
there.
Telling
Cole
me about.
Yeah. Cole starts crying hysterically.
Yeah.
They're like, it's just been really hard.
Wait, I wanted to bring, I have some topics.
Yes, yes, yes. Topic time.
Oh, I'm a missed call.
You are like in charge of us.
Oh. Okay. It is like, so I was trying to think of straight things, like straight culture things.
Right. Your phone has like 5 cameras.
Oh, it's a Samsung Galaxy.
It literally does have 5 cameras.
I guess 2 of them are flashes. I'm just like, that is too many.
You don't know what I'm up to.
It looks like
you don't know what I'm
filming,
up against.
You're filming.
You don't know what I'm up against.
Independent films.
Every day.
There's a pole at JFK Airport that has truly like 14 surveillance cameras on it, and it looks like a commentary on the surveillance state. That's kind of what your phone is.
Yeah.
Stop surveilling us.
Well, do you have anything else to say? You mentioned Taylor Swift earlier. Do you want to say
your
name again?
Oh,
okay. But, what are they?
I was thinking about straight culture things,
of course,
but
right.
But I could only really think of examples of things that are like straight trying to be gay.
Yes,
like straight things that are influenced by gay culture.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like hotels.
Mm. Yeah, based on cruising, but
based
not
on
cruising.
Or based on cruising, based on pied-a-terres.
Yes,
it's like, well, this is better because then you can just leave, mm-hmm, and it's like, well, that's the you took the fun out of a pied-a-terre. Like,
right,
straight people, you know. Okay, so
yes,
hotels, salad bar, because salad's gay culture,
but salad bar is like,
yeah. But you can pick what you want, and you're not improving on
you
it.
I go on, yeah,
baby carrots,
right.
It's like, isn't it so funny that they're like little, mm-hmm, and you're like, oh, like, that's almost.
Like, but you've never experienced happiness.
Yeah.
My favorite thing on earth is to buy baby carrots and never, ever open the bag. Mm. I'm like, oh, this is going to be such a perfect snack with hummus.
Yeah.
And then I just leave it there forever.
Until they get slimy.
Yeah. And then I'm moving 7 years later and I'm like, oh, I have to throw these away now.
Yeah. That's such a.
What are people afraid of with just buying normal carrots? I would really love to know.
Yeah.
Is it the little hairs that they have?
It's the little hairs. It's sort of the like, well, what am I going to do? Eat a whole carrot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who has the time? What if I just want a little bit?
Instead, you want 25 baby carrots?
Well, you can take as many as you want and then you can put it back. The big carrot, you got to chop it up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, there's nothing better than feeling. Chopping up a carrot and then putting the leftovers in a little Ziploc bag, suddenly you feel like you're cooking, you feel like you're doing cottagecore.
No, the way that I want every single thing I eat to be pre-cut into miniature bites.
This is like not being a cook.
Well, I hate doing dishes.
Yes.
So I will buy pre-chopped onions.
Everyone hates doing that.
That's not
the
true.
The two of you being
That's not true.
Yes, exactly. Wait.
Sorry, George.
This is crazy.
This is crazy because I've never been able to talk to this with anyone.
But I hate doing dishes so much that I will buy the pre-chopped onions.
How
and the
much do you hate?
Wow.
And David Sedaris has this thing in a book like that, like his husband Hugh will make like himself a dinner, like for one, mm-hmm, while he's alone, but he hates going through. He would rather like use his finger than like dirty a spoon.
Mm.
You know, and I feel the same.
Well, I've gotten in some hot water before.
Ooh.
with our listeners because I talked about how I use the same cup for.
This was actually at a live show. I don't think you've ever.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like,
how
I
long?
Have a water glass.
Yes.
And
you keep it by the sink?
I elicited gasps from the audience because you said something. You said a phrase, an adjective that I will never forget.
What?
The glass gets cloudy. Eventually, the glass is cloudy.
Yeah.
But it's my glass, and it's fine.
How many days do you think?
I'm not
counting. Don't want to know.
See, I probably use a water glass like 2 days.
I'll go a little longer than that.
Ooh.
I probably use 3 water glasses a day.
Well, it's why I only use one. My immune system is so strong. And
yeah, I use one glass. I keep.
Were you just in the hospital for the fifth time this calendar year?
That's not from immunity. That's not from an infection.
BBL. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I would love it if you got a BBL and showed up to the studio.
That would be incredible. But yeah, I literally like especially when we were in our apartment here, and like I would go I would never wash it, and then I would just like one day my cup would be missing, and I'd be like, Misha, where the hell's my cup? And he'd be like, well, I washed it, it's in the drying rack. And I'd be like, oh, I've been looking everywhere for it. He just surprise washes it.
That's that's okay. That's okay.
My shock is like,
wait, but it gets cloudy because it's smudged and like lip and fingerprints all over it.
And you know, my nightly fiber.
Wait, this is the other thing that I remember. You literally put fiber in it, mix it, and then keep drinking water out of it without rinsing
it? Yeah. It's water soluble. It dissolves. You guys are being so messed up.
I'm telling you, an audience of 350 people at the Mellow House all walked out.
George, it was in San Francisco.
Oh, was it? Yeah, it was in San Francisco.
Yeah, so get your facts right. Because facts matter.
Well, I'm sorry for making you feel insecure again. Although it actually feels like you've never been more proud of yourself.
Well, I just, you know, I know how the media is going to run with this.
How often do you do dishes?
Oh, once a week.
Same. Honestly,
When I'm like living alone,
I will
do them quite rarely.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes things really start to smell bad in my sink.
Yeah, I'll also like if I'm doing like takeout lifestyle. I'm like, I didn't use a dish.
And well, takeout lifestyle, but then I, you know, little cereal dessert.
Oh, of course.
I'm literally turning into like Trey's mom from Sex and the City. I'm about to send both of you to what is it called? Manners Academy. Yeah. Manners Manor. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have baby carrots, we have hotels, and what was the third one?
Hold, please.
Salad bar. Okay.
To me, I would like to unpack hotels a little bit
more. Okay.
Because
you're staying in one now, actually.
That's true.
Oh my God.
Because I have a subletter now here.
Yeah.
Shout out to my beautiful subletters. And I'm staying in the Pod Hotel in Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. There's not a blind on one of the windows, and it's like facing the street. Mm-hmm. This is not part of the point. I'm just sort of painting a picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see it.
And it's also like the room's like, whatever. I'm just like, people on the street are seeing me naked. Anyway, who cares? Whatever, it's New York. Oh, Lower East Side, 1979.
Don't tell people where it is.
Oh, well, it's on Metropolitan and...
Okay.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, yeah, you won't be there anymore.
Yeah, I'll be gone by the time this comes out.
You'll be back.
That's true.
Wait, so you don't think hotels are... I think they're straight inspired by gay.
I think the straightness comes from the, like, sanitization of them.
Sure.
Where it's like every room is the same but different.
That's convenient.
It's convenient.
Because then you can come and then you can leave. We'll make it easy for you.
They don't want to offend. Like, everything's like, this is technically a decoration, but it's not
meant
to mean anything.
You can cheat on your wife here.
Exactly. Well, it's based on gay because it's like a straight structure is a family home, a family suburban home. And then anything... The farther away from that you get, the gayer you get. So a hotel, you are unmoored from your biological family. Mm-hmm. You are, in fact, not in your hometown. Mm-hmm. You are a visitor, transients. Mm-hmm.
Like concierge. Like that's being like, we need a gay guy to tell us where to go.
Totally.
Yeah. Where's good to get Italian?
Hey,
here?
Little queer. Where should
like,
we
where
eat?
Good to get Italian? He's like, oh my God, they have the best cacio e pepe down the street.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to go uptown by yourself.
And then they like walk out the door and the dad's like, did you hear that voice?
Yeah.
Like, we do not have that.
Yeah.
At our house.
Back in Batesville.
Batesville?
Oh, yeah, it's a small town.
Next to Goontown?
Oh, my hairdresser's from Goontown. Great girl. Then I also think the thing that makes hotel straight is business conference culture, kind of. Because conferences and business trips are sort of like the
The lifeblood of
straight. The cruising of straight.
Yes. Yeah.
Like there is something.
Yeah.
It's sort of like take sexual liberation and make it depressing.
Yes.
And it's like two people wearing, like a woman in a skirt suit and a man who has like untucked, get this, his dress shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And they are flirting at the little open bar. And when I say open, you get one drink for free and after that it's cash.
Yeah.
And you have to present like your little ticket to get it.
We're talking lanyard.
We're talking salad bar. We're talking baby carrots on display.
Baby carrots on display.
Yeah.
That type of environment unfortunately still speaks to me.
I like,
well, it's sometimes so,
sure.
wish I could be.
I love hotels. Look, I love hotels.
You more than anyone.
More than anyone. I love hotels.
The amount you hate dishes is the amount you love
exactly.
hotels.
Exactly.
I mean, of course the dream is like not paying. Like if someone could pay for me to stay at a hotel.
Yes.
And I got room service, everything for free.
Yeah.
You don't have any of the responsibilities of your normal life.
Yeah.
Are boutique hotels LGBTQ+?
I mean, this is complicated because boutique hotels are sort of like anything that is kind of like gentrification adjacent. It's like it starts out gay and then it becomes straight. That's just sort of the circle of life.
Yeah.
It's like saying like our, I don't know.
Boutique hotels were like gay people trying to pull it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. And then straight people were like, this is, sorry.
Yeah, they were like, sorry, we're putting a mason jar
too.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I'm secretly Mormon.
Maybe not. So
don't you think that is like a circle? It's like that you get gay, and then you go right back to mommy blogger.
Yes.
But aesthetically.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, what do you think the next? Mommy is mommy blogger the new aesthetic?
I mean, I sort of think.
Are you going to be seeing that on the runway this season? Our, let's talk fall fashion.
Finally,
week. What are we going to be seeing?
We're seeing
mommy blogger.
We're seeing boutique hotel.
baby carrot,
hybrid vehicles,
salad bar.
We're seeing tongs from the salad bar as accessories. We are
cameras everywhere.
It's commentary on surveillance. Baby carrot earrings, no clothes. Walk, bitch, walk.
And read this Kindle while you do it.
And a big make it make sense neon sign in the back.
Yeah.
America make sense again.
Everyone holding fake protest signs like in the Kindle commercial, but they all say different internet slang terms.
Yes.
It's someone holding a sign that says blur. Someone holding a sign that says the interwebs.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Hashtag methinks.
Hashtag methinks.
Yeah.
Someone painted in blood, the methinks movement is over on their bare chest.
Yeah. So what's some? Yeah, what? What?
That's sort
like
of what we're going to see on the runway?
Well, like this, for example. What's so straight? It's going to be.
You're attacking
gay again.
Me.
No.
I'm not attacking you. I'm merely suggesting maybe it's time to for you to be attacked.
So yeah, what's
for anyone
what's
so
what are
Cole
gay
is
people going to appropriate from straight people?
Yes. Yeah. Cole is pointing to Sam's camo.
You know what I think it is actually?
What?
Old Navy Corps.
Old Navy Corps?
Is gonna be now gay?
Yeah.
So you mean ill-fitting jeans
and like
polar fleece vest?
Polar fleece vest.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Old Navy performance fleece.
And
God,
even like,
the '90s.
Can't you see the like little like a 4th of July T-shirt that's like too small?
Wait, what do you mean 4th of July T-shirt?
Like
American flag.
Old Navy always would put out like a yearly 4th of July.
I've never heard.
I would wait every day on the 3rd of July. Just
it's like when they announced the Met Gala theme.
Yeah, I was like, what's this year's Old Navy 4th of July tee? Ooh, my God.
A little like plastic flip flops.
Yeah. Oh, put that on the runway.
Beanie babies. I don't know.
Do you think straight people are gonna or gay people are gonna appropriate?
Okay,
next?
No, this is actually a really good question. I mean, do you think it's been long enough flip-flop-wise that Havaianas are going to make an ironic...
What the hell is that?
The plastic rubber flip-flops with the Brazilian flag on them. You know...
Oh.
Sure.
Wait, with the Brazilian flag?
Yeah.
That's the one with the X and the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, is this not... Havaianas
I've never heard of this.
Hold on, I'm showing everyone.
Maybe in Greece?
Yeah. Literally.
Maybe it didn't make it over here.
Yeah.
this is crazy. Hold on.
So amazing that we're different. Different cultures.
Wait, but what else?
I love that George is like, talk amongst yourselves, and then we got completely
Seen these, no? These mean nothing to you.
Thong sandals?
They mean absolutely nothing to me.
They mean nothing to me.
This is
I've never seen that woman in my life.
I don't know her, and I don't claim to know her.
Wow. Mm-mm. Well, maybe they were completely Euro, and now Americans are going to discover them.
Men's Warehouse?
Later. Men's Warehouse.
Are we going to start going there?
I think there's a world in which, like, sort of a 90s businessman suit comes back.
I think that's already back. Yeah.
I think, in fact, the issue is...
What's left?
At some point, it's going to go back to skinny pant. Mm. And
are we going back?
Why? Because trends are so quick now. You think you're safe.
The second I buy a pair of shoes...
Literally.
Their last season.
Oh, I toss them right in the garbage the moment I get home.
Remember how in Legally Blonde, it hinges on the gay guy being like, don't you, tap your last season Prada shoes at me. And then she's like, last season Prada. He's gay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're queering of that. We've been through The Sopranos.
Yeah.
What's a show? The girls.
Okay, here's something. What if it is like gay guys?
News radio?
Gay guys growing out their hair and having big blowouts.
Growing out their hair.
Yeah, like they literally have Christian woman at the country club blowouts.
This is something that John Early calls TV hair, where it's like,
yes.
It goes down, then it's Deborah Messing. It's down and then like... five curls in front.
Mm-hmm.
And every woman on television has that hair.
So maybe the issue, maybe...
Like next year, are the three of us going to be here with that hair?
I mean, what if? I don't know.
What if? Okay.
I do think that is kind of the last frontier.
More when we return. Yeah, sorry.
And we're back.
Yeah.
And more when we return.
Is gay guys...
Welcome back.
The only hairstyle gay guys haven't tried is long beach waves.
Long beach waves, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Don't you think that could be something?
Yeah.
I don't think that could be something.
No, okay.
No, I can't follow.
Well, this is where innovation is born, is you think, oh, I can't picture that at all. And then lo and behold, all of a sudden, oh, Crocs, I get it. It's ironic, yeah, but exactly. They're like cute.
Crocs are interesting.
I think it's just going to be too hard for...
The upkeep.
To commit to growing your hair out. I think, the gay guy lifestyle, so go, you know?
Sure, sure, sure.
But they just want something that's easy.
Messy bun?
They could do a messy bun.
They've done messy bun.
We've already done that.
We've done messy bun. Wow, it's crazy that we can't think of a single thing that's going to be a new gay trend.
Somebody's got to think of one. Cole?
Well, my prediction
you're a genius.
my prediction was sideburns, remember? I said the new facial hair trend. It's the only one we haven't done.
You had to shave yours for a wig. But yeah,
sideburns. I thought you just had an edgy haircut.
I had huge sideburns in high school.
Oh, yeah?
And blue-black hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
That must have been pretty
edgy. I was pretty out there. I was willing to go there as a kid, you know? Like, I took those risks.
Do you find yourself slipping into that as you're, like, doing promo for the show?
No. Only, like, that character.
Generally, yeah. Like, the cliches of being interviewed. Just being like, you know, I knew I was fun.
No one else would know that I was kidding.
I see.
Here amongst family, dare I say.
And you don't want to take the risk of someone thinking you're being earnest.
No, absolutely. Wait, I just realized. I went to the Sistine Chapel a year ago.
Okay. To pray?
More on that later. But I thought it was so ugly.
Really?
Oh.
Because they, you know,
that's a new take.
they cleaned
it
in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh.
And the colors
now
are
it's kind of mid-century modern.
Well, no, it's like 90s Italian, like New Jersey Italian restaurant.
Oh, because it's too bright.
It's so bright and like.
See, this is why I never wash my cup.
And this is why. and I realized like, oh, that's where that aesthetic came from.
Yeah,
from like 90s
yeah.
Italian restaurants, because the Sistine Chapel had just been cleaned and it was like exciting. And so then everyone was like, let's do that in our restaurant.
90s Italian restaurants are based on the Sistine Chapel.
That makes sense to me.
That makes sense.
It certainly is based on
Good morning.
Hello.
Wake up. Wake up, America. I hope you're listening.
Take notes.
Take notes, okay?
Wow.
Wow.
This is what happens when you sleep.
So when you go there and you're like, this is ugly, you know, what did that feel like for you? Were you like, you know what? Good, because the church has enough as it is. Or were you like, damn, I was really hoping to be moved today.
I was really hoping to be moved. And I'll be honest, my friend Claudia O'Doherty, who I was there with, fell asleep in the Sistine Chapel.
I fell asleep in the Sistine Chapel.
It was a long
tour. You just like sit
down. You sit down.
You just can sit down.
You can sit down. And it was this long, hours-long tour. It was so hot. And we were just like, okay, yes, all this stuff. We just want to see that damn roof, the ceiling, okay? And we got there, and it was so, like, warm.
Yeah.
And she fell asleep.
And you're, like, looking up, and then you're like, okay.
Yeah. Literally, we had eaten, like, 6 hot, creamy meals, and just, like, full of cheese and
It's like at a marathon. Carbs. People were just handing you cups of warm cream.
Cups of warm cheese. Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's okay. I just wanted to.
It is tough when you build something up and then you're disappointed by it.
You know, any notes for the Sistine Chapel workers?
Keep it dirty. Stop scrubbing it.
Yeah.
Stop because they left it. A little patch dirty to show you show you like
and that
this is
better.
What it looked like. And I was like, yes, the aging. It was the filter that it needed.
Yeah, a Valencia filter.
Yes, it was. Well, which filter would I say it was?
Oh my god!
Okay, I would say New York, honestly. Put the New York filter on the Sistine Chapel.
Put the New York filter on the Sistine Chapel. Yeah,
it'll really, really be better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds crazy,
but it's time.
I've only lived here for 3 years, but I do actually feel like a New Yorker. Like to get a 99-cent slice, I'm like, okay.
To be fair, she's right.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel my family has never visited, and I don't ever want them to, because when I see people with their families like on the train or like walking around, it's painful.
No, it makes me so angry, actually.
It makes my heart hurt.
Yeah.
Because you're immediately a child when you're showing your parents the city, and you're like, this is my city, mom. Look, like, I just, like, eat here every day. And it's really,
it makes you, to show your surroundings to anyone really puts into focus how, like, uninteresting most daily lives are. It's like you're showing someone the coffee shop where you get your coffee.
Yeah.
You're like, they have a really good cortado here.
Mm-hmm. And your mom's like, my knees, can we sit here? My knee's acting up. And you're like,
like, mom.
Me and my friends never sit.
Never sit. You don't sit in New York, mama.
My parents, the first time they visited was like, I was maybe 25 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I in retrospect, I'm so embarrassed by the places that I was like, you have to see this.
Yeah.
Because it was just like,
it's smack. It's like all macaroni and cheese restaurant.
And like being like, no, this bar is really cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would they ever want a bar that's like a dive?
It just has the same feeling of like parents weekend or
at a college. I mean, there's a specific type.
Not that I went to college, but I understand the culture.
You've seen films
there's still time.
There's still time. I'm gonna get that degree.
Yeah. How about you cancel that
art
last
history.
Week of shows?
There is, of course, nothing more moving in terms of storylines than older woman going back to degree.
Oh my god. I mean, this is not the same thing, but Margot Martindale in Paris Je T'aime, you know, going on that trip to Paris by herself.
Oh my god, I don't remember that one. I have seen Paris Je T'aime.
Paris Je T'aime. She's an older woman.
Okay.
Well, she's a woman of a certain age.
Yes.
She's a mail carrier at home, and she started taking French classes late in life. Ugh. And then she goes, she's always wanted to go to Paris.
I'm going to cry. You know what? George, I feel that I owe you an apology.
For what?
Because when Cole says, you know, in Je T'aime, whatever, I say, beautiful. But if you were to bring it up first, I would go, okay, genius.
Wow. First of all, Paris Je T'aime is like, to me, it's such a sort of like almost embarrassing part of, like, it's like.
I only know Margot Martindale's part.
Yeah.
I've only seen that one clip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I've only seen that one clip, but so I don't love it.
Like, I'm not like watching. Like, I've never watched. Like, sit
don't
down
you think
Parisa
Tem is like mommy blogger? Mommy blogger's favorite
back.
Movie. Yeah.
That's why I think
back.
It's that's okay, what we're going to be seeing on the runway.
Parisa Tem.
Parisa Tem.
Margot Martindale's part in Parisa Tem,
which we don't like, but we
it's
do know about.
Like John Galliano being like, "It was inspired by Margot Martindale's part in Parisa Tem."
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So carrot, baby carrots.
Baby carrots.
Or hotels.
Or hotels. No, we're doing hotels. We're doing hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. We've covered conferences. We've covered cruising. We've covered home away from home, pied-à-terre.
What we haven't covered.
The gay guy telling you where to go.
The gay guy telling you where to go.
We haven't covered the literal straight couple going to a hotel and instantly feeling like they're being sordid and kinky because they're not in their house.
Yeah.
Well, and then of course the disappointment that comes after that of wherever you go, there you are.
Wow.
Looking around.
Wow.
I guess we're actually not having.
By the way, can we talk about the Bible?
Literally.
The Bible in every room?
Yeah.
Wait, why is that?
That's why they started Boutique Hotel, so they could put in a different book. They were like, Sally Rooney. Yeah, the Bible is, I always think it's sort of charming that there are these leftover, like Bible in a hotel room, to me, is very like leftover from a different era in a way that I do find charming.
When men held the door
when
open
men held the door.
I think we're going to be seeing men holding the door open for you on the runway this season.
On the runway.
We're going to see
men
hotel Bibles.
Hotel
men
Bibles.
Holding the door open.
Cacio e Pepe around the corner.
Clean chapel ceilings.
Clean
just
chapel
guys
ceilings.
Being guys.
Guys being guys. Falling asleep in a stunning tourist destination.
Yeah.
I think this is obvious. I feel that the thing that gay people are going to appropriate is
Bible
chain hotel aesthetic.
Hilton.
I think,
Hilton honors.
I think boutique hotels as like a fantasy is dead. It's we are post Instagram. This goes along with the
now,
like,
now I'm like, if I'm ever on a red carpet, I'm going to wear a dress made up. You know that credit card dress?
Yes.
Hilton honors card.
Hilton honors card. Also, chic gay guys like that work in fashion getting married ironically in a Hilton.
I mean.
Like overhead lighting Hilton.
Yes.
There's something chic about that.
Yeah.
Terrible carpet. Like the carpet is so over.
Yeah, what are those called? The buffet, like the hot. Yeah.
A hot
little,
bar?
The hot bar. Bars, like with those little torches.
Yeah, it's like chic gay guy wedding, and the food is a hot bar.
Yeah.
With like little sausage links.
Sausage links.
Sausage
oatmeal.
Links.
Oh, it's breakfast.
It's breakfast.
It's breakfast
for dinner.
It's breakfast for dinner.
Breakfast for dinner. Hard scrambled eggs. Sausage links.
Wedding donuts.
Wedding donuts.
Oatmeal.
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 With all the fixins.
With all the
raisins,
fixins.
Brown sugar.
Bloody Mary
sliced
bar.
Sliced almonds.
One serving Fruit Loops that you take off the little cover and put milk in.
Oh my God.
But instead of Fruit Loops, it's like the couple's, like, you know, like...
It's a little wedding rings.
Jared and Emery, or whatever their names
Jared
are.
Yeah,
and it's funny because it's like Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
And it's
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm laughing.
The talk about blur.
It's bring your kids.
Bring your kids.
You which can
is
bring ironic. The kids.
Yeah.
Which is,
kids.
Yeah.
That's... Bold.
That's bold. I think that we're going to be, this season on the right, we're going to see Bring
Bring
the kids.
Your kids, Fruit Loops, but they're gay.
Yes.
The name Emery.
Yeah.
The name Emery is everywhere.
Yeah.
Hilton honors, dirty carpet,
but
Fruit
Loops. But I do think there's something to this because, like, you know, we've talked about the how we're in the martini and mushed peas era.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the next step of, like, what is gross that we can just pretend isn't anymore. It's,
see, that's interesting because I think
food culture.
Yes, I think that's definitely one direction for the modern man. I almost think we've now gone so far in the like appropriating trashy stuff direction that being a full-on pretentious little pinky finger up gay guy is going to come back.
But I think with an eye towards remember those commercial? I keep seeing these on the algorithm. The like Vienna coffee, like the little powdered. Do you know what I'm talking about? The little coffee that comes in. Mom,
powdered coffee, like instant coffee.
No, wait, hold on.
Is this your version of whatever that sandal was?
Oh my God.
I'm not.
You know, we're all living in our social media bubbles, y'all.
No, I'm thinking like. like stuff that was marketed as fancy that you know, like the what
you know
was
what
the...
you know what's a great example of this is the cheese vashki, like the, you know, those round red cheeses,
Babybel.
Is that don't you feel like that was at some point marketed as like fancy?
Or
and now
like,
we know it's
like Breyers ice cream was very like had like Bernadette Peters on the commercials. Like,
so I guess basically it's sort of like it's sort of WASP, Upper East Side WASP culture
that you can get at the supermarket.
That you can get at the supermarket.
Yeah,
sure.
Like like what was that ice cream cake? Do you know what I'm? That had like ribbons. It was like ribbons of ice cream. God, now I'm aging myself here. Also, we're going to, this season on the runway, aging yourself.
Aging yourself. I also think no more minimalist flatware and silverware.
I see what you're saying. It's sort of Capote and the Swans.
Yes, it's a, this season on the runway, Capote and the Swans. Simple
Capote
flatware.
Capote and the Swans at the supermarket.
Capote and the Swans at the supermarket. Mm-hmm.
In your ice cream
box.
Yeah. Or like the fancy like TV dinners.
I want those.
No, I know. Like that was like that's what we're gonna see on the runway.
I mean, it stems from a conservatism because it's literally like when America, you know, in the public imagination, when America was great was Mad Men era.
Well, but this is, I'm even thinking of the 90s when those things were marketed to us.
Jello salad? Like,
that's sort of...
They've tried that so many times and it's not coming.
I love Jello salad, though.
Really?
Love it.
Love it. Love the taste
of it. Is that true?
Yes.
I can never.
It's just Jello and Cool Whip.
Is this one of your characters?
Yeah. It's Jello and Cool Whip. I have a disgusting sweet tooth.
Really?
I love ambrosia salad.
What's
this is on the runway, ambrosia salad.
Fruit cocktail with... Cool Whip, basically.
Whoa.
And sometimes marshmallows and shredded coconut. Some people would do like pistachio pudding packet, like the powder from the pistachio pudding packet. Mix it in.
You know what's always in? Pistachios.
These foods are giving...
You got me there.
They're giving grandma.
I love grandma.
Shout out to grandma.
Yeah.
Well... Look.
Yeah.
We've figured it out.
So pretty much,
Cole, where can people buy tickets to your play?
Well, omaryplay.com for the last week.
Yeah.
May 5th through 12th.
Must end May 12th.
To be candid, this episode will come out when it's already sold out, most likely.
Well, that's true.
And that you don't know. Okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. But maybe there will be one ticket
left. One ticket left. DM us. No, please don't.
No.
Just DM me. I can text Cole.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, DM me. Yeah. I can text Cole. We'll figure it out.
If you listen to this podcast, you can get it for free.
You're getting there for free. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's this Radio Lab promise.
Cole, do you think theater is too expensive?
Yes. But
say that.
It's also expensive to make.
Oh? Okay. Huh. All right. Okay.
Well, we considered paying people less?
Yeah, how do they do it in London then?
They don't pay people.
Well, do they pay people in New York?
Are they
not from what I've heard.
It depends on these damn unions.
Like, oh my God! Don't get me started.
Does the government help?
Well, I do think.
Well, the government
helps in all
subsidize
other
in more in Europe and
your
in
play
the UK.
Was funded by the Trump administration, correct?
Are we talking about that? Like,
from what I remember, it was a government.
Why is it wrong? Like, it's not okay.
And you said you wanted to change it from the inside.
Yes,
from what I understand. Yeah. Like, how's that going?
Ivanka's a friend. Listens.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's willing to listen.
She gave you a lot of notes on the early versions of the show.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. It was.
She has a great eye.
She has a great eye. She's like she's
no matter what your politics are.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny. People forget that about Ivanka. She's funny. She'll always. She's like blurg. Like between every scene, she's like blurg. I'm like, okay, yes.
Yeah, I did notice the blurg in your play, and I thought it felt out of place. It felt out of place, but it also felt so.
That was
now.
An Ivanka. Yeah. That was an Ivanka note.
Yeah,
because the rest of it had a very specific tone.
Yeah,
I could recognize as quintessentially Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then there was that big monologue that ended with. So I guess I'm an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a sort of, you kept saying, should I get bangs?
Yeah.
And that was the punchline. I said, okay, maybe that's a premise. You know? Yeah.
I mean, I'll never forget when Abe got shot in your play and you yelled, make it make sense.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then you're like, all right, well, the moment's landed. Next scene starts. You go, so I guess that happened. I said, okay, like some of this could have been cut. I mean, it's a very long.
But it gets laughs every time.
Look, the audience isn't wrong.
They
if
eat it up.
If it gets laughs, it gets laughs.
Oh, look, I wish it were much, much cheaper to see theater. But I didn't understand the economics of, like, if a show costs something and there are only so many seats.
Well, of course.
I didn't realize, like.
No, the issue is not. Yes. Mm-hmm. The issue is that none of it is subsidized by the government enough, like in other countries. It's not that like people are evil and want to rob you blind.
Right. So, although I do, this is my first $10 million that I'm making from this.
Right. So. Right. Congrats on that, by the way.
Yeah. Well, Off-Broadway is where you go to like...
Cash in.
Like, I've worked hard.
You've put in the time.
I've put in the time. I'm ready for that summer house. I'm ready for, like first class tickets.
And, like, knowing that about yourself is, like, a huge part.
It's a huge part of Off-Broadway.
Because, like, a lot of people, like, just don't even have the, like, they're, like, afraid of that success.
Absolutely.
And you're just, like, running towards it.
And those people go to Broadway.
So sad.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them.
I do, too.
Flops. Losers. Who's the biggest loser on Broadway? Go.
Oh, yeah. Who's the biggest loser on Broadway?
Probably.
Audiences.
Tim.
Gunn.
Tim Gunn is the biggest loser on Broadway.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, so wrong as Roxy. Like, just. Yeah.
The name on everybody's lips.
Designers, the name on everybody's lips is going to be Roxy.
That's really good. Okay, this season on the runway, we're seeing Tim Gunn.
We're seeing
walking.
As Roxy.
Tim Gunn is Roxy.
This season on the runway, we're seeing Tim Gunn walking as Roxy.
I'm giddy about that. That's a great.
Wow.
I love that.
Maybe this is my O Mary.
Oh, Tim.
That would actually be sort of a good idea.
Yeah.
Tim Gunn, you know, everyone loves him, America's most beloved sort of father figure. But then there's so much happening behind the scenes.
Where's that phantom thread?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to say about Tim Gunn, to be serious for a second, of all these gay guys that sort of transcended and became, almost like symbols for middle America, he really has it. More so than any of the Queer Eye guys. More like, I really do have a deep respect for Tim Gunn. Do you not?
No, I think you're right.
Don't you think? Like, there's something actually very dignified about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has he knows when to pull away.
Yes. And he's also, you can tell he's actually. He knows when to pull out.
Which is before.
With you, he does.
Because
he doesn't pull out.
No.
You heard it here first.
This worries me.
After he comes.
Tim Gunn, this is my impression of Tim Gunn after he comes. This worries me. Wow.
Woo! More.
You get it from your grandma.
This season on the runway, pulling out.
We're going to see pulling out. We're going to see Tim Gunn as Roxy. We're going to see
Tim Gunn
Hilton
coming.
Honors.
Okay.
Yeah.
O Mary is
a play.
Huge. No. This is a.
No, it's not. Okay.
It's not. It's barely a one person show. O Mary. Okay. It's on Broadway for 25 years. At this point, you're long. You know, you're living in Malibu, whatever. They've started stunt casting it like Roxy. Who is your ideal, like reality star, trashy star stunt cast? But you know, it can be Pam Anderson. It can be like.
Okay. Rachel Ray. That was the first thing that came to mind.
That's perfect.
Like,
her with a raspy voice.
Like, Abraham! You know?
Wow.
Rachel Ray.
That would be so amazing.
She would do it.
Curls?
Did you see her episode of The Curse?
Yeah.
The Curse?
She plays herself in the one before. Yeah. No, I think it is.
This season on the runway, we're seeing Rachel Ray as herself.
Rachel Ray as herself on HBO's The Curse.
Okay.
Showtime?
Showtime. Yeah, Showtime. Sorry. Excuse me.
Sorry.
It's okay. Is Showtime back?
I don't know.
I don't know if any of them are back.
Is Showtime back?
Yeah, are any of them back?
I'm talking to the execs right now.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I think Showtime's definitely back. I would love to work with them.
Oh, we would love to work with Showtime.
Of course.
However.
Only if they're back.
Only if they're back. I want, we go into pitch. We're like, I want you to prove that you're back. Before you hear this pitch, are you guys back? Because I'm not seeing, the numbers don't really speak for themselves.
Tim Gunn and Rachel Ray.
What's as Will best? And Grace.
As Will and Grace.
Green light oh it my now, God. Bitch.
That should have been what it was. It should have been Tim Gunn and Rachel
You actually
Ray.
Are so right in the sense that...
like it should have been a loud, yes. like, party girl.
Loud party girl, raspy voice, and then, like, gay and, guy with trauma.
Yeah. Like, Tim Gunn is who the character of Will
yes.
is, you yes. know what I mean? Yeah. But then, you know, NBC got involved and said, well, let's not make it too
gay. Let's make him a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. Designers. Rachel Ray.
Now, Rachel, what exactly is this?
Well, Tim, it's a Jell-O salad.
I mean, the pilot writes itself.
E-V-O-O.
E-V-O-O.
Yeah.
If you ask me, what do you mean extra virgin?
Yeah.
Tim is like, honey, I'm an extra virgin. Wait, no. That, now I'm becoming Samantha. Wait, I forgot what I was doing. Should we do our final segment? Wait, Cole, any last thoughts on hotels?
Or baby carrots
or baby
salads.
Carrots or salad bar.
I really appreciate you filling out why hotels are straight. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Well,
because I came in with an idea and I didn't know. I just didn't mm-hmm. know if it would hold water.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's
all
so
I have
hard.
To say.
It's hard. Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And we put our guests through hell.
But we do it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you can promote that last week.
Of Oh Mary.
Of Oh Mary. Yeah.
OhMaryPlay.com.
I just checked 0 ticket sales for that week. 0.
Well, there's student rush. Or not student rush, just rush.
Rush.
We yeah. took the student out.
Because anyone can rush.
Anyone can rush.
Not just students.
Not just students.
This is what I tell people all the time.
It's like you never if stop you learning class, and yeah. you never stop rushing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
We're always on our phones.
So true.
Rachel.
Okay. Well,
will you introduce it?
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Our final segment is called Shout Outs. Mm-hmm. And in this segment, we pay homage to the classic straight tradition of the radio shout out. Think Z100, you're shouting out to your squad back home. Mm-hmm. Think TRL. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's in the great tradition of this podcast. We think of them on the spot. So I'm trying to think of mine now.
Mm-hmm. I have one.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What's up, freaks, losers, and perverts around the globe? I want to give a huge shout out to Hotel TV. I love the lack of choice that a hotel TV offers me. I think there's too much choice in the world, and sometimes I just want something to be like, watch this, because you have to. That's talk about the only way I'll find something randomly and without having it perfectly curated to my likes and wants. Last night, I, for the first time in my entire life, watched an episode of King of Queens. Oh. I would never seek this show out, no matter how much Robbie Hoffman says it's good. I don't care. And I watched one episode and I said, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to watch more, but I enjoyed this 20 minutes. And sometimes that's all you need when you are traveling. So hotel TV, you make me feel like it's the 90s. You make me feel like I'm being tied down and forced to watch something I don't necessarily want to. Okay. And you make me feel free through that restriction.
Wow. Woo. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
How was King of Queens?
Really good.
Really?
Well, it was fine.
Right.
I mean, it was like...
Lea Remini?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah. Sort of the best you can hope for.
She's friends with J-Lo.
I was pretty impressed.
Yes, she is.
She is.
But,
very,
you know...
close.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
They're like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're like BFFs.
Childhood
like a whole
best friends. Yeah.
Thing.
Oh.
It's kind of like
it's
how...
them. Isn't there one more that's in, like in the group? Who is it?
Yes, but I don't remember. I was about to say it's like Madonna.
Michelle Visage.
Visage, yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
But it's like how Madonna and Debbie Mazar are really close friends.
Yeah. Meaning?
No.
Meaning?
No.
Meaning, oh, yeah, they're huge lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Oh?
No, Sapphic. They're not. Sapphic. Sapphic, innit?
So they are or aren't?
They're not sapphic.
No.
She has a hot Italian husband, Debbie does.
Yeah.
And Madonna, you know, she's working through a lot of issues. But she's doing great on tour.
And we support her.
I would die supporting her. Okay, y'all.
Yeah, I can't. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do mine.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually already mentioned this on a Patreon episode, but you know what? I'm going to unpaywall it for this episode exclusively. What's up, frequent travelers? Any Delta SkyMiles members, Hilton Rewards, you're going to want to hear this. If you're ever on a Delta flight, I have the plane movie for you. It's called She Came to Me, and it is starring Marissa Tomei as a tugboat captain with a sex addiction. I repeat, a tugboat captain with a sex addiction. You're wondering, is that like a comedic bit? Like, is it ironic? Nope. Tugboat captain. I repeat, tugboat captain with a sex addiction. And if you think it stops there, you better believe it also stars Anne Hathaway as a therapist who wants to be a nun. And one of her patients is Chris Gethard. Now, this movie came out, I would say, last year. Not a single soul has talked about it. Written and directed by Rebecca Miller, Arthur Miller's daughter. I am telling you, get on a plane now, book a flight, and press play on She Came to Me. The message of the film is love wins, and by the end, I was moved. Shout out to everyone involved.
Woo! Wow, they only let you watch it on planes.
Yes, I haven't seen it available anywhere else. I think Arthur Miller Estate has a special contract with Delta Airlines where his daughter makes movies for the Delta Plus platform, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah. Nothing I said is a lie.
I'll watch it on the Delta flight back to LA.
Do you think it's crazy that that movie exists as I just described it and like it hasn't become like a meme?
I mean...
But there's so much
It's actually so sad because you know that like that's what they were almost hoping for.
Yeah.
Or maybe they weren't.
No, I don't think they were. Yeah.
When they should have, because then it would have been bigger, you know?
Yes, they needed a gay guy.
They needed a concierge,
right, they needed
shall
a concierge.
We say. Is he a concierge?
Concierge would be
innuendo.
A beautiful name for baby boy. Gay baby boy.
Concierge.
Yeah, he recommended a few restaurants to me, let's just say.
let's just say he got us a reservation.
Okay. Just say he recommended the fennel salad.
Okay. I think, okay. What's up, moms and dads? It's your girl here who sets her alarm clock for 6 a.m. And I would like to shout out Dove Chocolate.
Ooh.
Dove Chocolate, a little treat. It's a little more expensive than your Hershey bar, but when you want to treat yourself, go for Dove Chocolate.
Wow. Is that the one that has little inspirational quotes?
Yes.
Like little quotes?
Yeah.
Do you feel it helps you in your day-to-day life? To be inspired?
When I was a kid, that was one of those things that I thought was fancy. When I was
100%.
Because
it's not Hershey's.
Because it's not Hershey's, and also the commercials worked so well. The commercials were very like the woman like rewarding herself. Mm. Like,
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Okay.
The way that women eat chocolate in media is, it's, well, I feel it's like done, I'm missing out on
it's
something.
It's done yeah. harm for generations.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally why we will never have a woman president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she can only come if she has
a little chocolate.
A little cube of chocolate in her mouth. And it's just because it's
this
just,
season on the runway, a woman with a little cube of chocolate.
And it's just because straight men want to see women come.
Totally.
And they're just like, what if the chocolate did it for her?
Because she likes the taste so much.
Yeah, she's such a bitch all day. And then she puts that little square of chocolate in her mouth and she just fucking comes. Like, yeah, how about that?
I feel like it's almost like the opposite, where it's women being like, well, he's not going to make me come, so I need something to make me come.
Yeah,
is it female empowerment or disempowerment?
Yeah, it's chocolate question. More when we return. Yeah.
All right, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time after the break. That could be many years.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Thanks for doing the pod.
Please, thank you for promoting the last week of O Mary Play.
Yeah, so go on omaryplay.com. And Rachel Ray, get in touch, girl.
Yeah.
Bye.
Podcast ends now. Want more? Subscribe to our Patreon for 2 extra episodes a month, Discord access, and more by heading to patreon.com/StradioLab.
And for all our visual learners, free full-length video episodes are available on our YouTube.
Now get back to work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.